Stock this is trading on Mary Ann Sicker, SICKER. Mary Ann, MARYANN, Sicker, SICKER, S as in Sam. Date of birth is 1/6/1944. Date of visit is 6/6/23. Please make a copy for Samira Karakosian, KARAKOSSIAN, Karakosian. Samira, SAMIRA. The next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath. Next paragraph, this is present illness. This is a 79-year-old female who had COVID-19 infection in March of this year. The patient had a fall at home after her infection, and she has been complaining of weakness and shortness of breath. As well as having had some weight loss period. She had a CT of the chest done on 4/1/23, and it showed tiny nodules in the left lower lobe measuring up to 6 millimeters, and mild atelectasis and or scarring in the lung bases. There was also a low density nodule in the right thyroid lobe measuring 1 by 1.2 centimeters. The patient will go to the endocrinologist to work up the thyroid nodule. Next paragraph. Past history, the patient's past history has included history of partial thyroidectomy in 1986 for goiter. She also had several breast biopsies for benign disease. She had knee surgery for a torn cartilage in 2012. And she has been treated for bronchitis many years ago. And also had episodes of syncope with the fall period. She has hypothyroidism. Next paragraph. Habits. The patient does not smoke, drinks alcohol rarely, lives with the husband. Next paragraph. Allergies. No drug allergies listed. Next. Family history. Father died of old age and respiratory failure. Mother died of breast cancer. Next, med list. Levothyroxine 75 micrograms a day. Protonix 40 milligrams daily. Loratadine 10 milligrams daily. Oxcarbazepine 150 milligrams BID. Next, physical, system review of the patient has shortness of breath and wheezing and coughing spells. She has heartburn, denies diarrhea or constipation. She has urinary frequency and nighttime awakening. She has no chest pains, denies palpitations or leg swelling, denies any glaucoma or cataracts. She has dizzy attacks and blackouts. She has no seizures or headaches. And she has no skin rash, no itching, and denies any easy bruising. Next, physical exam. This averagely bulked elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There is no sign of this clubbing or clubbing, but there is mild peripheral edema. Blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse is 75, respiration 16, temperature 97.6. Weight is 146, saturation 99. HE and norms, phallic pupils react when equal. Tongue is moist, throat is mild, injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions and diminished breath sounds in the periphery. Heart, the absence of irregular, S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses, no again, omegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, mild peripheral edema and mild varicosities. No cap tenderness, reflex of the 1+, with no gross motor absence. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number 1, reactive airways disease and chronic dyspnea. Number 2 is left lung nodules etiology undetermined. Number 3, history of COVID-19 infection. And number 4 is hypothyroidism. Number 6 is right thyroid nodule. Next paragraph, plan the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. So we'll get a CBC and a complete metabolic profile. A CT chest will be requested. She was placed on a Ventolin HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN. And a follow-up visit will be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this conversation. Copy 4. Samira Karakosian, KARA. KOSSIAN MD. Okay.